1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
There is a story in the news today, in the Daily News, New York Daily News, that President Bush is not exactly the most culturally aware individual. President Bush is not aware of certain aspects to popular culture. For instance, he doesn't know who starred in Titanic. He didn't know about Leonardo DiCaprio. He doesn't know what Yenta means or vegan means. He's not familiar with Sex and the City. He's not familiar with Stone Phillips. He's not familiar with the musical Cats. His favorite actor is Chuck Norris. All of this pointing toward, in the minds of some reporters, a less than sophisticated president when it comes to modern cultural awareness. We thought we'd bring on a middle school teacher from Joyful Union Congregation Middle School in Bellflower, California. She does teach current events. Her name is Clara Bingham, to talk about President Bush and what the press has been able to dig up here. And Ms. Bingham, thanks for joining the Phil Hendry Show.
It's my pleasure, Phil.
Do you think that President Bush is a unaware president?
Mr. Inner, I think President Bush is a great president. I think he has risen to the challenge of the day in defending our country, but I think some of these things are shocking.
What is shocking?
Well, I think it is shocking that he does not know who Leonardo DiCaprio is. This is one of the top actors of the last 10, 15 years in our country. The president is not aware of the film Titanic, one of the top grossing movies of all time. The president is not aware of Stone Phillips, who is the host on Dateline NBC, one of the top news shows. The president is not aware of Cats or was not aware of what a vegan means. I think that this shows a stupidity that I think is frankly shocking when you look at his aptitude when it comes to current events.
Well, why does a president need to know this stuff?
I think a president needs to know what these things are to keep him connected to the American people. If he doesn't know what these things are, then the trust goes out the window and there are suspicions of him. And when the people are suspicious of a president, they feel there's no point in working hard for the country. They get lazy and the gross national product goes down. They give up and they feel it won't be long before communists or al-Qaeda take over. So we do appeal to President Bush to start to care a little bit more about the American people and start getting clued in a little bit more about what is on television. And the like. We do give a test called a Scholastic Cultural Awareness Test. SCAP tests are given once a year. High school students, a lot of them are in the same boat. We see a lot of these kids taking these tests, and the scores are dropping.
I've never heard of a... now, you say it's called a Scholastic...
Scholastic Cultural Aptitude Test.
Scholastic Cultural Aptitude Test. I've never heard of that.
Well, it is a test we do give to the children, but we don't tell the parents too much about it because parents really don't understand. But we have 87%.
Well, what parents don't understand what?
Parents, such as the president and other people, are culturally disconnected in a lot of ways. I can ask you, for instance, questions, Mr. Hendry, as a parent that you might not know compared to a student. But that's why it's more shocking to see our students' test scores go down in the Scholastic Cultural Aptitude Test. But President Bush being stupid...
Do you really think President Bush is a stupid man?
I think he's a man who loves his country very much. I think he's a good man. I think he is trying to be a good president.
No, but my question is, do you think President Bush, because he doesn't know who starred in Titanic and because he doesn't know who Stone Phillips is a stupid man?
Well, I think it's pretty stupid not to know who starred in Titanic. I think that has got to be all time. I mean, you got to be putting me on. You understand. Do you know who starred in Titanic?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who else?
I'm sorry?
Who else starred in Titanic?
Kate Winslet, Leonardo DiCaprio, I think Billy Zane.
See, you have a grasp, Mr. Hendry, of culture. Now, the man's favorite movie is Austin Powers. Now, that is a telling sign that we are not dealing with a president that is, you can use any phrase you want, the brightest bulb on the tree, the sharpest tool in the shed, etc. But the test...
What, tell me, the Scholastic Cultural Aptitude Test is given to high school students, but the parents don't know about it because we wouldn't get a lot of the questions?
A lot of the cultural references, yeah.
Do you give me an example?
Well, I could ask you. I doubt if you'd get any of these right. What type of dragon bit the toe of Sharon Stone's husband, Phil Bronstein?
What type of dragon bit the toe of Sharon Stone's husband, Phil Brown? This is a...
This is on the 2002 scats, which are being given across parts of the United States.
That adults don't know anything about.
That a lot of parents are not told about, right?
I don't know.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. You don't know. And a lot of our high school students don't know either. Who's the host of Total Request Live on MTV? Which bad boy rapper dated Jennifer Lopez? Who was the name of the great NASCAR driver what died? You see, none of our students are getting these right, and President Bush is about as stupid as it gets when it comes to the scat. And scat is important so people know the president is connected to them, so they want to work hard as opposed to not going to school or not going to their job and just sitting around for the GNP to get low. Who occupies the center square on Hollywood Squares?
That's got to be Whoopi.
That's correct. But you have gotten one out of four. That puts you in 25 percentile, which is way too low.
And you're saying those test scores are dropping?
I can give you examples.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Clara Bingham, middle school teacher. She's talking about President Bush being stupid because he doesn't know... test on a scholastic, the Scholastic Cultural Aptitude Test, who the star of Titanic was, what vegan means, who Stone Phillips is, etc. Now, you've got a test in front of you.
I have results, Mr. Hendry. 87% of our high school students don't know the names of the main news anchors. This is up from 76%. In 1997. This is a test that is given every 4 years in the fall. 59% don't know why any of the main hosts, or don't know any of the main hosts on the Food Channel. 78% don't know who the hosts are of the main network morning shows. 71% don't know from 1 week to the next which is the highest grossing film. 91% of all of our high school students can't even tell you the main channels for the NFL package for DirecTV. So this adds up to a Scholastic Cultural Aptitude Test that is very low, and we have very stupid children. So it isn't just President Bush that doesn't know this stuff. Our high school students don't know it.
Well, what exactly can be done? And you say to me that this is important information. What can be done to get these tests up?
I can tell you what I do.
Go ahead.
I can tell you that. I'll give you an example. I was standing in front of our school yesterday, and one of the children saw a Ford Explorer go by. This was clearly a Ford Explorer. This is the cheapest of the SUVs that are made by Ford. One of the children said, "Look at that Escalade." And I thought to myself, this is an example of how we're failing our children.
So the kid thought a Ford Explorer was a Cadillac Escalade?
That's correct. So I have tried something revolutionary. I quiz the children twice a week, just before lunch, on the Scholastic Cultural Aptitude Test. I ask them a quick five questions. If they can get three out of the four, or four out of the five correct, I let them go have lunch. If they cannot get four out of the five, then they do not eat lunch. And I can tell you something.
Well, you can't hold a child's lunch back.
I can tell you, a hungry child, Mr. Hendry, is going to learn these things. He's going to drill, and he's going to drill till he get it. I hold back to lunch.
A child that isn't eating isn't getting any nutrients to the brain. And
oh, that's all a lot of gobbledygook. I'm telling you right now, sit down, get this information right, or you don't eat lunch. And as a result, I'm beginning to get some of the results that I wanted. I'd say that probably a good 30 to 40% of our class now is concentrating on this as opposed to 25%. An empty stomach means a full brain. And that's what we always say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, talking to Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher from Bellflower, California. Here is Debbie on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi there, how are you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I wanted to address the issue of the cultural aptitude test.
Yeah.
Scholastic culture.
Yeah.
Well, my concern is this.
Yeah.
Why are you so concerned about whether or not our children are learning about trivial things when it's more important that they be learning about history and real-world issues? I don't care.
Well, I don't understand. The President of the United States does not know who the star of the largest grossing film in history is.
So what?
This has got to cause concern to any parent.
It doesn't concern me one bit.
Do you know?
I mean, it tells me that he's not spending his time watching those crazy...
Let me ask you.
I have a TV on the other night, and quite frankly, I turned it off because I was disgusted with the things that our children
well,
are learning.
I think that this is very important. What's trivial about the name of Regis Philbin's new co-host?
Who cares? Who cares?
Can I ask you a question? Do you have children
in
school?
I have four children. I have an 18-year-old, 16-year-old, 9-year-old,
and
8.
And you don't care about their aptitude?
I care about their aptitude as
Mr.
far
Henry, this
as...
is an example of what we're talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. It's an example of what?
An example of the cultural awareness of these
children. No, that's not culture.
They are completely disconnected from the culture.
That is not culture. I say test them on multicultural things. I go for that. And in fact, I just took one. I'm an education major.
Excuse me. I happen to be a teacher. I do have my teaching credential. And
well,
I
happen to be an education student
myself. My master's
student
degree
myself.
Was in education.
Well,
what
you know what?
What is the phone number for the Home Shopping Network?
Who cares?
You don't know these things, and you crippled your children.
I don't care about those things. Those are trivial.
You're asking who's the phone number for the Home Shopping Network and who Regis Philbin's co-host is.
These are all questions that when President Bush was asked, he sounded like a complete and utter idiot.
You know, I got a little bit of a problem you calling the president an idiot.
I do, too.
This is a man who has worked. And God knows how much sleep that man's gotten since September the 11th.
I don't understand.
What, you don't understand? How much time does he have to watch the Home Shopping Network? We've got our soldiers in harm's way.
Let me ask either one of you, because I think it's important for us to understand where we are. Do either one of you know what issue of Playboy Anna Nicole Smith was in?
Oh, for God's sakes, who really cares about that?
But you know something, Debbie? I find this from everybody that doesn't understand. They all say, oh, well, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
But that's such
children
trivial
say that
stuff.
When they don't
it doesn't
know.
Matter.
Do you know, Mr. Henry?
Do I know what?
What issue of Playboy Anna Nicole Smith was in?
No, I don't.
And you are proud of that.
Proud of it?
I'm proud of it not knowing that because I don't take the time nor am I interested in Playboy. And I certainly don't want my three boys going and researching that particular question.
Being culturally aware is part of being connected to the society at large.
There are other ways to be connected. There are other ways to be connected, like getting out and getting to know the culture of different groups of people. Like getting, you know, that's the whole problem with us. You know, let me ask you: Do you know the five pillars of Islam? Do you know the five pillars of Islam?
I'm talking about America.
Do you understand?
I'm talking about America.
But you see, America is made up of all kinds of people.
All right, so you're talking about African Americans, correct?
No, I'm not. Well, there are African Americans who are Islam.
Which rapper dated Jennifer Lopez? So you don't know anything about black people.
Who cares about
you don't
that
know anything
stuff.
About black people.
You know, you're...
Wait a second.
You know nothing about black people.
That is not
you
true.
Know,
that
well,
is... That
who
is,
dated Jennifer Lopez?
That has nothing to do with whether or not I know about black people,
You're a white woman trying to tell me.
Whoa. Let's not go down that road, okay?
Down what road?
Well, you're saying, do we know about African-American culture? I mean, what are you talking about? The rapper that dated Jennifer Lopez?
Neither one of you know that. So both of you people don't know anything about black people.
That's not true, lady.
All right.
Look here, just because I can't answer that particular question doesn't mean I don't have any idea about black people. I'll have you know I've studied black history, okay?
Who directed Get on the Bus?
Who directed what?
Get on the Bus.
I don't really care.
And you don't know anything about black folks.
Well, I can take a wild guess. Maybe was it Spike Lee?
It was Spike Lee, yeah. You know, Debbie, you can laugh all you want, but you are the one who are crippling your children.
Oh, please.
You are crippling your children.
My children are anything but crippled, lady. Those questions won't get you into college.
Those questions won't get you scoring high on the SATs and the ACTs. But they are part of the SCAP test that children take.
Well, first of all, I got a problem with you giving out tests to kids that the adults don't know anything about.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you know, both of you are an example of adults that don't want to get it.
All right, Debbie, thanks for your call.
1-800-449-8686.
She said those things don't interest her, Phil. They don't have to interest her. They have to interest our children. I don't care if the adults understand or not. I want the children to get it.
And you're giving out these tests whether the adults want it to be given out or not.
That is absolutely right. I'll get them. These children are going to understand aspects of our culture that are important.
Like who dated Jennifer Lopez?
You say you care about black people.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Henry, I think you're racist.
I'm not a racist. I don't know who dated Jennifer Lopez.
Would you be willing to learn? You want to be a racist?
No, I don't want to be a racist.
Would you be willing to learn?
Well, yeah, I don't want to be a racist.
It was P. Diddy.
All right, it's P. Diddy then.
You're racist. You don't know.
All right, I know it now. It's P. Diddy.
Mr. Henry, don't piss me off.
All right, fine. Hold on. It's P. Diddy that dated Jennifer Lopez. And the other question she asked, Spike Lee directed Get on the Bus. I ought to know that. I saw it. 1-800-449-8686 on the Action Channel. 1-800-449-8686. Clara Bing, a middle school teacher, is with us. She gives her students something called the SCATS, Scholastic Cultural Aptitude Test, which she says President Bush would flunk because he doesn't know, for example, who the star of Titanic was. He doesn't know, for example, who the host of Dateline NBC is. He doesn't know, for example, what vegan means. And there are a number of other tests and questions that are given to our kids without our knowledge. Which bad boy rapper dated Jennifer Lopez? And what's the phone number for the Home Shopping Network? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Let me ask a question like, we all know who the...
Hold on for a minute, Clara. Clara Bingham is my guest on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. She's a school teacher who gives a scholastic cultural aptitude test. How culturally aware are kids? Can they answer questions about modern culture? Questions that even President Bush can't answer. There's a story today in the New York Daily News that says President Bush is culturally unaware to the point where he doesn't even know anything about the movie Titanic. How important is this stuff again?
Mr. Henry, it's very important from the standpoint that we need our children to have faith in us. If we are culturally connected to the same things that they are, then they know we can provide for them. They know that we can love them. We know that we can offer an anchor to them. But if we don't know these things, then they are going to what we call DA. They are going to dumbass or...
Hello? Okay, did we lose our connection?
I'm sorry. Any number of things. So we are trying the best we can.
1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Lisa, go ahead.
Hi. How do you get to these resolutions that you feel that people are stupid because they don't know things about the entertainment and news anchors? And, I mean, my son is 18 years old, and he doesn't watch the news.
Yeah.
He reads the newspaper every day.
That's it.
He watches.
Right.
I'm sure he watches VH1 and MTV, but... I'm sure that he doesn't know half of the questions
asking. Can you sit down with him, Lisa, and ask him just simple questions like what band was George Clinton in?
And you know what? And whether he knows it or not does not determine
that
he's stupid or smart.
Well,
no, whether or not he, that doesn't determine whether he's stupid or smart if he knows the answers to those questions.
Well, Lisa, no mother wants to think of her child as stupid, but if you find out that your boy... is stupid. We do have support groups.
But he's not stupid. He's a very bright young man.
He's going to a state college
in the fall. He's a very bright young man. And you know what?
He doesn't know what the name of the new Bernie
Mac. President Bush. President Bush doesn't have the time to sit and watch the local news and know who the news anchor is.
Your son is not stupid, but does he know the phone number for the Home Shopping Network?
Why would he want to know that? That makes him stupid because he doesn't shop on the phone or on the TV. That makes him stupid. That doesn't make him stupid. That makes him smart.
I can ask you a question. What is Shaq O'Neal's full name? So you don't know. That means
Shaq O'Neal?
Why would
this doesn't have
racist?
To do with black
are
or white.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Clara Bingham wants to know why kids are culturally unaware. Are they just stupid? It's the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm with Clara Bingham. She's a middle school teacher. She says the Scholastic Cultural Aptitude Test is a test that tests kids on their awareness of the culture, and right now our students are flunking it. President Bush himself would flunk it. He doesn't know such simple cultural items as who Leonardo DiCaprio is. I wanted to ask you, Clara, a question. Why you say this test is so important?
Let me interrupt you if I could. Historically, we know back in World War II, when the Americans had finally assaulted Normandy and were sweeping across France, the Germans began dropping infiltrators behind American lines. These were German soldiers dressed as Americans.
I know it well. That was after the Battle of the Bulge.
That is correct. And the only way the Americans could tell whether these were real American soldiers or whether they were German soldiers in disguise was by asking them what?
Well, they asked them questions about the culture.
That is exactly right. They asked them simple questions. Who was Mickey Mouse's girlfriend? What city did the Dodgers play in? Only questions that a real American would know. And the answers to those questions could determine whether this was a real American or simply a German infiltrator. Today we are in no different a position. Our country is under assault from Al-Qaeda. And for us to know our culture means that we are strong as a culture and cannot be infiltrated by Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. So when I ask you a simple question that seems stupid to you, you need to know these answers. I'll ask you one from our SCAP test 2002, which we'll be administering April 17th. How many herbs and spices are in Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I mean,
how many herbs and spices are in Kentucky Fried Chicken?
How many herbs and spices? I mean,
you've heard this commercial.
I've heard the commercial my whole life. I don't know. There isn't any. It's the Colonel's secret recipe.
That is exactly correct. You knowing the answer to that question, Phil, tells me that you know about your culture. And if you know about your culture, you're from America. And you're not Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. And that's all I'm talking about.
No, you put it that way. But I just don't think that we're in the same boat that we were in Europe in World War II with active infiltration by German soldiers. Lisa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't understand that. Knowing American culture is not the same as knowing who
you had a lot of Germans trying to come in. You had a lot of Germans trying to come in and try to pretend they're American.
And knowing.
Do you know about
But who? The things that you're asking on this test.
Right.
First of all, they do not determine whether someone is stupid or smart. That's number one. That doesn't determine if someone's stupid.
Well, you've got to be really
stupid.
That only determines
how much TV watches.
Well, you've got
to be stupid
not to know how many herbs and spices in a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Excuse me?
Do you know how many herbs and spices are in Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Do I know how many herbs and spices are in Kentucky Fried Chicken? What does it matter? It's a secret recipe.
Because if the Al-Qaeda was infiltrating us, as I said, like the Germans did in World War II,
So I ask a soldier how many herbs and spices in Kentucky Fried Chicken. If they say it was the Colonel's secret recipe, I know it's an American and not a German.
You know it's American, not Al-Qaeda or German or anything else, yeah.
So you mean to tell me that if I don't know who post the home shopping or QVC or what the phone number is or who my local news anchor is, that doesn't mean that I don't know about American culture. I mean, we're talking about American culture. We're not talking about...
About her loyalty?
Right. Whether she's Al-Qaeda, whether she's Taliban, or she a German or whatever.
Wait a minute.
You're talking about movies and entertainment and how much TV my children watch.
Who's the host of Total Request Live? So you don't know.
I have no idea.
Are you German? Are you Al-Qaeda?
Wait a second.
Al-Qaeda or German?
That is exactly. Our boys asked the German who Mickey Mouse's girlfriend. Only Americans know
that. Who is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend?
Who is
Minnie Mouse, of course.
All right. Okay, so you know that. You don't think that's stupid. You mentioned a dumbass.
No, but so, wait a second. But I don't want my children.
My children don't watch those shows.
All right,
why,
dear,
how would they know the answers to that?
Yeah, exactly.
Lisa, you better get it together and guide your children.
No, you need to reevaluate the trust you're giving.
All right, thank you for...
Because the trust you're giving does not determine stupidity. It determines whether or not you watch too much TV.
Lisa, you know you got to be some kind of a dumbass and not know Minnie Mouse.
Excuse me, I'm not a dumbass. Well, I'm a very bright, educated woman.
I know you are. And I know you are, dear. You sound like you are.
I'm a very, very well-educated person.
And just because
I don't watch TV doesn't mean I'm stupid, because I don't watch certain things.
So, in other words, what Lisa's saying is because she didn't know Minnie Mouse was Mickey Mouse's girlfriend, she's not a dumbass.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. You tell me a man not know Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse girlfriend, not a dumbass? Come on.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he is a dumbass. I don't know that it makes... Because I don't watch TV. Here is Belinda on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Mrs. Bingham, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What does credibility mean?
Is that a trick question?
No. What does credibility mean?
Believability.
Credibility.
Yeah, believability.
You are...
One's credibility.
Believability.
Okay.
Believability. Okay.
You don't hear too
Mrs.
good?
Mrs. Bingham.
You don't hear too good.
I know. You probably...
Yes. I was just kind of wondering, I would rather you quiz my child on something they're studying in their book that's going to get them a career, that's going to get them a decent education, than keeping my child from lunch because they don't know who's hosting with Regis or who P. Diddy is sleeping with. What is that going to get them? You're trying to say about the Germans and all that.
Right.
Let me ask you this. They came over to our country. They basically tore down the World Trade Center. Don't you think I'd rather our people be studying how to stop them from doing stuff like that than who hosts with Regis?
Well, I tell you
Don't you think that's going to get us a lot farther?
You know, you got an Al-Qaeda coming on an airplane. He want to fly that into a building. You ask him... Who is the center square on Hollywood Square? He don't know that. He Al-Qaeda. You see, and then you get him off the airplane.
What?
See, right there, you're saying, you're saying that we're racist, that people around here are racist, that they don't know certain things. Half the questions that you're asking has nothing to do with the black race. Titanic. You're asking all this stuff that has no significance towards the black race.
What band was George Clinton in?
What you need to ask him is history about the black race, if you're going to say if he's racist or not. Second of all, you're basically being racist yourself if you're saying somebody sitting right next to you doesn't know who Mickey Mouse's girlfriend is or whatever, and you're going to kick them off the plane because they don't know that?
That's damn right. You can't say that. Girlfriend, I'm going to tell you right now.
So you're racist too.
I'm racist too. I'm fine.
You are racist too. Don't tell me I'm being ignorant.
No, you're racist. I'm being dumbass. Now, don't be dumbass.
I'm racist.
I'm trying to tell you that if a man don't know Minnie Mouse, he got to be some kind of Al-Qaeda. That's all there is to it.
Wait a minute. Look, if a guy comes to this country from Mongolia and he's visiting his cousin in Chicago and he gets on a plane and they ask him who's Mickey Mouse's girlfriend and he doesn't know, it doesn't mean he's Al-Qaeda. He comes from Mongolia.
And they don't have Mickey Mouse there.
I don't know whether they have Mickey Mouse there or not. I guess maybe they do, but the fact is it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to blow the plane up.
Well, I find it very suspicious.
First of all, who are you to say if the next person is ignorant? Who are you to say if the next person is smart? Who gave you this little pedestal?
What's the name of the Bernie Mac show? Okay, then you're not Al-Qaeda.
Oh, come on.
Oh, for God's sake, lady.
No, I'm asking you a good question.
I know my tax dollars aren't going to pay you to be a teacher. I know that. Come on now.
Okay, now.
Come on now.
You know, name the marshmallow shape in Lucky Charms.
Name what?
The marshmallow shapes in Lucky Charms.
The what?
Since I've ate them, they've come out with rainbow ones. They've come out with all different
ones.
So what does it matter?
They got blue heart, green diamond, purple horseshoes, green clover, because the leprechaun tell you that in the commercial. You don't have to know if the leprechaun told you. You don't have to eat them. Leprechaun tell you. First of all, I haven't seen a leprechaun commercial in a long time, so I'm really not too worried about that right now. Now the World Trade Center blows up. I find you on the street. You're a sister. You're dark-skinned. People are going to wonder. I ask you, what are the what are the marshmallow shape and Lucky Charm? You don't know nothing. I got to put you in jail as Al-Qaeda until you can prove that.
Come on, will you?
Baby, you're trying to tell me that if I'm walking down the street and something is blew up in front of me, I'm going to be worried about what the hell kind of marshmallows are inside of cereal right there?
No,
man?
I'm telling you whether or not you can prove to American citizens.
Come on.
The president
come
don't know
on.
Who the hell Leonardo
come
DiCaprio
on.
Is. How safe can we be when the president don't know who Leo DiCaprio is? I'll tell you right now, I think my ass is up for grabs. And I'll tell you something else. Under the DA Parallel 1... And
what is DA Parallel 1?
That's dumbass.
Get out of here. Sick, twisted, crazy. There isn't a guest we have on that I don't just eventually wind up throwing off the air, right? Why is that? Because I'm the one doing the voice of the guest. Don't you understand? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, the preceding bit was me. All me and nothing but me, except for the people that called in. They thought that, you know, they'd give a call there to Clara and find out what she means about always after me Lucky Charms. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, Lucky Charms and then Silly Rabbit Tricks Are for Kids and... There's so many cereals that I want to turn my kids onto that they just don't dig. My kids eat Captain Crunch and Fruity Pebbles. That's the big cereal around our place. The peanut butter Captain Crunch. I live with a lot of peanut butter freaks. Now me, I like peanut butter on wheat bread. That's all I want peanut butter on. I'm not really big on mixing it around with the chocolate and all that. The Reese's Pieces are fine, but in my cereal, no thank you. And so they eat the Fruity Pebbles and the peanut butter-flavored Captain Crunch, occasionally the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Maria gets all of that high-fiber stuff. We've got the Grape Nuts, and we have the Grape Nuts Flakes, and we've got that, you know the stuff, Kyoshi or Kashi cereal? That's, we've got boxes and boxes of that. Everything that'll just flush your colon, man, like it is just pristine. You'll have a new colon after eating breakfast at our house. So I go in there, everybody's gone, taken off for the weekend, everybody's out of town for the week, kids have got a little break from school, and I'm looking for something kind of, you know, dangerous to eat, and I got Grape Nuts Flakes. And a little bit of that Raisin Bran. So anyway, that's, why am I getting on the food thing? Oh yeah, because of the Always After Me Lucky Charms thing. What are the different colors of the marshmallows? What are the different colors of the marshmallows? Purple hearts, blue hearts, yellow crap, green diamonds, purple horseshoes, green clovers, always after me, Lucky Charms. That big high-sugar cereal. By the way, Tony Tiger's dead, so. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show here. Anyway, the story here was that President Bush is apparently the cat's into, for instance, things like cheese doodles. And he really digs. What's the stuff that he's into? It's not here. I don't know what it is. Anyway, the president supposedly is into a lot of very popular things. You know, the guy's not really into pop culture. He's a man after my own heart. Cheese doodles and what else? Doesn't he eat something else? I don't know. So what? You know, this is a big issue. Are you telling me this is going to become an issue? This is going to be an issue. Apparently, he spotted an attractive brunette slipping into the hotel room of campaign staffer Matthew Dowd. Bush, in a manner more voyeuristic and gossipy than judgmental, became obsessed with asking campaign officials whether Dowd's wife was with him on the trip. She was. On one of the biggest nights in his political career, quote, Bush was focused on whether one of his deputies was having a little naughty extracurricular fun. Whatever. You know, I heard this thing this morning, the briefing the Pentagon gives. A reporter said, it came to our attention that the Washington Post says one of their reporters was beaten by an American soldier at a highly secure area, some area where there had either been a firefight or there had been some action on the part of American forces engaging enemy forces, and a Washington Post soldier or a Washington Post reporter was beaten. How could this be? And the guy answers, well, maybe he didn't identify himself as a reporter but was just trying to get into a highly secure area, in which case, yeah, he probably would get a rifle butt to the teeth. Are you trying to make an issue out of that? Some reporter who maybe didn't call himself a reporter, maybe he did, maybe he didn't, he's trying to get into an area where there's just been action, there's just been a firefight between American forces and enemy forces. They're trying to secure the area. They're trying to find out who a good guy is and who a bad guy is. They don't know what's up and what's down. All they know, they've been shooting at people, and people have been shooting at them, and here comes some dumbass trying to get in there, so they take a rifle butt and loosen his front teeth, and the next thing you know, the Washington Post is saying, you beat up one of our reporters. Well, yeah, there you go. One of your reporters got beat up. You want to send a few more in, we can beat them up too. What do you think about that? I think the more reporters' asses they kick over there, the better. Am I anti-free press? No. What I'm trying to say is, there comes a time when you just got to back it off a little bit. And this idea that maybe we beat up a few Afghan detainees, I don't know, maybe we did. You know, let me just sort of refresh you guys to the realities of what's going on over there. This isn't some situation where there's a police commission overseeing the actions of a cop stopping somebody for a busted taillight. This is, for all intents and purposes, a fluid battle scene. This is a war in which our soldiers are engaging individuals who are not uniformed. And they're trying to sort out, even as it is happening, who the enemy is and who the good guys are. And occasionally, in trying to sort those things out, somebody is going to get their teeth kicked in, or they're going to get a boot to the groin, or they're going to get a rifle butt to the face. Sometimes it happens. And maybe a good guy gets hit, and maybe he doesn't. It's a bad thing. We try for it not to happen. Guess what? We're the only country in the world that after it does happen, we tell the whole world, hey, guess what happened? We beat up a friendly. Unlike, of course, the Iraqis, they're always honest about everything that they do. And those Iranians, man, they just let the whole world know every time they stick a blowtorch up somebody's rear end. And, of course, there's Syria. They're just the milk of human kindness running through their veins. And in Egypt, my God, how good they treat people there. They're all very forthcoming about what's going on. It's only America, the great Satan, that, of course, beats up the people and somehow magically it makes it into the newspaper. I wonder how that happened. Maybe it's because we let it happen. So we loosen the teeth of some friendly, or we put a rifle butt into the face of some Al-Qaeda guy, and oops, so sorry. And then a Washington Post guy trying to get into a secure area where there had just been a firefight, some American soldier comes along. He doesn't know whether this guy's a good guy, a bad guy, or anything in between. He sticks a boot up the guy's ass. Problems? Tell you what, next time somebody tells you don't go there, don't go there. Until such time as they tell you, go ahead and go there now. And that's how that happens. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.